Wishes are often fathers to popularly accepted facts, since people naturally assume facts to be things that harmonize with their wishes. But these kinds of facts are so freely offered that you should remember that real facts generally have a price tag attached, the price of the painstaking labor needed to examine them for accuracy. For a few days, not so long ago, our nation was in the grip of the rumor that hypodermic needles were appearing in Pepsi cans everywhere. There were reports of incidents from more than 20 states. On the basis of this fact, the price of Pepsi stock dropped dramatically, and many investors sold PepsiCo shares for much less than they had paid for them, even though the company's executives assured the country that this kind of tampering was highly unlikely. Accurate thinkers recognized the improbability of such a widespread tampering scheme and bought Pepsi stock. Then the FDA and the FBI declared every single report to be a hoax. Who benefited? The panicky sellers who had bought high and then prematurely sold a very solid company, or the accurate thinkers who bought the stock at a discount price? Techniques for evaluation. As an accurate thinker, you must scrutinize every bit of information you encounter. You have to realize that some things contain facts while being colored, modified, or exaggerated, either intentionally or carelessly. Any political campaign will demonstrate this point in glorious detail. You should apply some test to information you encounter. If you read a book, for example, you should ask questions like these. 1. Is the writer a recognized authority on the subject covered? 2. Did the writer have a motive in writing the book other than imparting accurate information? What is that motive? 3. Does the writer have a profit interest in the subject covered? 4. Is the writer a person of sound judgment or a fanatic? 5. Are there easily accessible sources to check and verify the writer's statements? And 6. Do the writer's statements harmonize with common sense and experience? Before you accept anyone's statement as facts, you must try to find the motive behind those statements. The motive can be completely honorable, but you must still be careful about accepting the statements of overzealous people who have a habit of letting their emotions run wild. Honor alone does not equal accuracy. You must rely upon your own judgment and be cautious no matter who is trying to influence you. If a statement does not seem reasonable or contradicts your experience, set it aside for further examination. When you ask others for facts or judgments, try not to disclose the answer you expect or your motives in asking, for people often alter their advice to fit what they assume is their listener's desire. This process may be innocent or duplicitous, but you should avoid it. Instead of asking, "Do you think it would be possible to send a man to Saturn?" or "How can I send a man to Saturn?" ask, "What do you know about the possibility of sending a man to Saturn?" Or even better, "What do you know about space travel?" This example may seem a little absurd, but if you substitute moon for Saturn in the above sentences, you'll see evidence of the power of accurate thinking.